The New Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Preamble. Whereas recognition of the inherent dignity and equal rights of all members of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world. Whereas it is essential to secure the rights to life, liberty, security, universal basic income, effective education, and peace for every individual. Whereas indoctrination of younger individuals, ineffective education, and war are hindrances to the realization of human rights and the flourishing of humanity. Whereas privacy, security, and the preservation of personal identity are fundamental to human dignity and self-determination. Whereas the pursuit of knowledge, critical thinking, and intellectual growth is a shared inheritance that enriches the human experience. Now, therefore, the New Universal Declaration of Human Rights proclaims the following articles. Article 1. Right to life, liberty, security, universal basic income, effective education, and peace. All human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are entitled to a universal basic income card, guaranteeing every individual access to financial resources necessary for the fulfillment of their basic needs, personal development, and the pursuit of a dignified life. This ensures that no person is deprived of opportunities due to economic disparities or societal inequalities. Each human being has the inherent right to grow and reach their fullest potential, becoming compassionate, wise, and great beings. No individual, particularly children and young people, shall be subjected to indoctrination or psychological abuse that impedes their critical thinking, personal autonomy, and intellectual development. Such indoctrination shall be recognized as abuse and made illegal. Safeguarding the rights of children and young people to grow with open minds, free from undue influence that hinders their capacity to think independently and make informed choices. War, as means of resolving conflicts between nations, is hereby declared illegal and in direct violation of the inherent right to life, peace, and security. All nations shall pursue peaceful means for the resolution of disputes, promoting dialogue, diplomacy, and cooperation. The use of force or threat of force as a tool of aggression or coercion shall be unequivocally condemned. The global community shall work collectively to foster understanding, reconciliation, and non-violent conflict resolution, ensuring that peace becomes the cornerstone of human interactions and international relations. Effective education is a fundamental right that empowers individuals to reach their full potential, think critically, and contribute meaningfully to society. Education shall be comprehensive, accessible, and self-directed, nurturing intellectual curiosity, creativity, and lifelong love of learning. It shall be free from indoctrination, ineffective teaching methods, and practices that hinder critical thinking. Ineffective education, which disables individuals from realizing their true potential, shall be deemed a violation of their rights and made illegal. Real education will not rely on grading, ranking, or branding individuals with their grade point average. It values individual progress, encourages collaborative learning, and celebrates diverse talents and skills. It fosters an environment that promotes intellectual exploration, critical analysis, and the development of well-rounded individuals who can adapt, innovate, and contribute to the betterment of society. Every human being shall have the right to privacy and protection of personal data. No person shall be subjected to arbitrary or unlawful surveillance, intrusion into their private life, or the unauthorized collection, use, or disclosure of their personal information. Safeguarding privacy is essential for fostering individual autonomy, freedom of expression, and the development of personal identity. Every human being shall have the right to access and inherit the intellectual wealth of humanity. This includes access to all the important and life-changing books written by great beings, fostering knowledge, wisdom, and the continuous intellectual growth of all individuals. Article 2. Right to equality, universal basic income, and non-discrimination. Every human being is born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are entitled to full equality, including equal opportunities without discrimination based on race, color, sex, language, beliefs, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or any other status. To ensure equality and eradicate poverty, every individual shall be granted a universal basic income card, guaranteeing access to financial resources necessary for the fulfillment of basic needs, personal development, and societal participation. This universal entitlement shall contribute to reducing economic disparities and fostering social cohesion. Article 3. Right to freedom from indoctrination and critical thinking. Every human being has the right to freedom from indoctrination and the opportunity to engage in critical thinking. No individual, particularly children and young people, shall be subjected to indoctrination or psychological abuse that impedes their ability to think independently, question, and form their own beliefs and opinions. Education systems shall prioritize the development of critical thinking skills, encourage open-mindedness, and foster intellectual curiosity, equipping individuals with the tools to navigate the diverse perspectives and make informed decisions. Article 4. Right to peace and the prohibition of war. Every human being has the right to live in peace. All individuals and nations shall actively promote peace as a fundamental value and resolve conflicts through peaceful means. The use of force or threat of force between nations is strictly prohibited. Nations shall prioritize diplomacy, dialogue, and peaceful negotiations to address disagreements and disputes, striving for a world free from the horrors of war. Article 5. Right to privacy, security, and protection of personal data. Every human being has the right to privacy and security. No person shall be subjected to arbitrary or unlawful interference with their privacy, family, home, or correspondence. Governments shall enact and enforce laws that protect personal data, ensuring its confidential and secure handling, and safeguarding individuals' privacy rights in the digital age. Article 6. Right to effective education and self-directed learning. Every human being has the right to effective education that promotes personal growth, critical thinking, and lifelong learning. Education systems shall provide equitable access to quality education, irrespective of background or circumstances. Real education is self-directed, encouraging individuals to explore their interests, pursue their passions, and engage in meaningful learning experiences. Education shall prioritize the development of knowledge, skills, and values necessary for personal fulfillment, active citizenship, and the advancement of human rights. Article 7. Right to intellectual inheritance and access to knowledge. Every human being is granted an intellectual inheritance in the form of access to knowledge. Individuals shall have the right to freely access and benefit from the wisdom and insights contained in the important and life-changing books written by our greatest and most beloved thinkers and beings. Governments and institutions shall promote and ensure the availability and accessibility of narrated books, interactive literature, and interactive educational resources, empowering individuals to expand their own intellectual horizons, foster creativity, and contribute to the betterment of society. Article 8. Right to freedom of thought and expression. Every human being has the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and belief. They have the freedom to form, hold, and express their opinions, ideas, and beliefs without interference or persecution. Freedom of expression includes the right to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any medium, regardless of frontiers. It shall be protected, and no one shall be subject to censorship or suppression of their peaceful expression. Article 9. Right to cultural diversity and intellectual exploration. Every human being has the right to enjoy and participate in their cultural heritage, including the freedom to preserve, develop, extend, and express their own cultural, linguistic, and artistic identity. The exploration and celebration of diverse cultures, ideas, and intellectual pursuits shall be encouraged and protected. Individuals have the right to engage in intellectual, scientific, artistic, and cultural activities that promote the enrichment of human knowledge and understanding. Article 10. Right to social and economic security. Every human being has the right to social and economic security, which includes access to healthcare, housing, nutrition, and other essential social services. Governments shall strive to ensure a standard of living adequate for the well-being of all individuals and their families. Universal basic income will be used to end poverty, reduce inequality, and ensure equitable distribution of resources, fostering social cohesion and enabling individuals to live with dignity and participate fully in society. Article 11, right to participate in decision-making. Every human being has the right to participate in the decisions that affect their lives, both at the individual and collective levels. Governments shall encourage and facilitate the active involvement of individuals in decision-making processes that shape their communities and societies. The right to participate includes the freedom to join associations, express opinions, and engage in peaceful assembly, enabling individuals to contribute to the development of policies, laws, and governance structures. Article 12. Right to a sustainable environment. Every human being has the right to a clean, safe, and sustainable environment. Governments shall protect and preserve the natural resources, ecosystems, and biodiversity for present and future generations. Individuals have the responsibility to act in a manner that respects and conserves the environment, promoting sustainable practices and responsible consumption to ensure the long-term well-being of the planet. Article 13. Right to fact-based education that promotes clear thinking. Every human being has the right to fact-based education that promotes clear thinking and critical reasoning. Education systems shall prioritize the dissemination of accurate and verifiable information grounded in evidence, reason, and scientific inquiry. Fact-based education equips individuals with the tools to discern truth from falsehood, to analyze and evaluate information critically, and to make informed decisions. It fosters an understanding of the importance of evidence-based reasoning, logical thinking, and the pursuit of objective knowledge. Individuals have the responsibility to seek and engage with knowledge, drawing wisdom from inheriting lessons found within life-changing books, lessons from history, literature, and various fields of knowledge shall be impaired to nurture an awareness of past mistakes, successes, and a continuous quest for progress. Fact-based education shall emphasize the importance of learning from the errors and achievements of previous generations, enabling individuals to avoid the repetitions of past mistakes. It instills a sense of responsibility and encourages the application of acquired knowledge and wisdom to contribute positively to society. Governments and educational institutions shall ensure that fact-based education is accessible, inclusive, and free from undue influence or distortion. The curriculum shall incorporate interdisciplinary perspectives, global awareness, and a commitment to intellectual honesty, enabling individuals to become informed and engaged citizens. Teachers and educators shall be adequately trained to deliver fact-based education, fostering an environment that encourages critical thinking, independent inquiry, and the exploration of diverse viewpoints. They shall inspire and guide individuals to develop their analytical skills, question their tacit assumptions and unarticulated presuppositions, and to challenge prevailing narratives. Fact-based education shall go beyond the acquisition of knowledge and skills. It shall nurture empathy, compassion, and a deep appreciation for the interconnectedness of human experiences. It shall foster a sense of shared responsibility and empower individuals to work towards a more just, inclusive, and sustainable world. Article 14. Right to health and well-being. Every human being has the right to the highest attainable standard of physical and mental health. Governments shall ensure the provision of accessible, affordable, and quality healthcare services for all individuals. Comprehensive health promotion, disease prevention, and treatment programs shall be implemented to address public health challenges and ensure the well-being of all individuals. Article 15. Right to peaceful assembly and association. Every human being has the right to peaceful assembly and association. Individuals shall have the freedom to gather peacefully, express their views, and engage in collective action to promote their interests and advocate for positive social change. Governments shall respect and protect the right to peaceful assembly and association, ensuring that individuals can exercise these rights without fear of repression or persecution. Article 16. Right to digital freedom and access to information. Every human being has the right to digital freedom and access to information. Individuals shall have the freedom to access, share, and create information through digital means, fostering innovation, collaboration, and the exchange of knowledge. Governments shall promote digital literacy, bridge the digital divide, and protect individuals from digital censorship or surveillance, ensuring that digital technologies are used to enhance human rights and facilitate democratic participation. Article 17. Right to rest, leisure, and cultural life. Every human being has the right to rest, leisure, and participation in cultural life. Individuals shall have the freedom to enjoy their leisure time, engage in recreational activities, and access cultural expressions and experiences. This right includes the recognition of the healing power of nature and the transformative potential of outdoor activities. Individuals shall have the opportunity to explore the world's natural wonders and embark on adventure trails such as the Appalachian Trail, Pacific Crest Trail, Continental Divide Trail, El Camino de Santiago, Com Emine, and other renowned trails that allow for personal growth and connection with the environment. Governments shall create an enabling environment that promotes the availability and accessibility of cultural and leisure activities, including opportunities for outdoor recreation. They shall support the development and maintenance of adventure trails, ensuring their preservation and accessibility for all individuals. Cultural life encompasses the celebration of diverse traditions, arts, and heritage. Governments shall foster an inclusive cultural environment that encourages participation, appreciation, and understanding of different cultural expressions, promoting social cohesion and respect for cultural diversity. Leisure activities shall be recognized as an essential for personal well-being, fostering physical, mental, and emotional rejuvenation. Individuals shall have the freedom to engage in activities that bring them joy, relaxation, and personal fulfillment. Governments shall support the availability of recreational spaces, facilities, and resources necessary for individuals to pursue leisure activities. They shall strive to remove barriers that impede access to such opportunities, ensuring that all members of society can benefit from the transformative power of leisure. Article 18. Right to personal development and self-fulfillment. Every human being has the right to personal development and self-fulfillment. Individuals shall have the freedom to explore their interests, talents, and passions, and to pursue their chosen paths of growth and fulfillment. Governments shall create an enabling environment that supports individual development through access to real education, meaningful training, life-changing mentorship, and resources, empowering individuals to realize their full potential and contribute to society. Article 19. Right to just and transparent governance. Every human being has the right to just and transparent governance. Governments shall uphold the principles of accountability, authenticity, integrity, and transparency in their operations and decision-making processes. Individuals have the right to participate in the governance of their communities and nations, holding their leaders accountable and promoting the rule of law, justice, and the protection of human rights. Article 20. Right to international cooperation and solidarity. Every human being has the right to international cooperation and solidarity. Nations shall collaborate in addressing global challenges, promoting sustainable development, and ensuring the well-being of all individuals. Governments shall work together to eradicate poverty by means of the Universal Basic Income Card, combat climate change, reduce inequalities, and promote social justice, recognizing that collective efforts are necessary to achieve a more just and equitable world. Article 21. Right to peaceful and sustainable world. Every human being has the right to live in a peaceful and sustainable world. Governments and individuals shall strive to protect and preserve the planet, ensuring the long-term well-being of current and future generations. Sustainable practices, environmental stewardship, and responsible consumption and production shall be promoted to achieve a harmonious balance between human needs and the health of the planet. Article 22. Right to freedom from corruption and exploitation. Every human being has the right to freedom from corruption and exploitation. Governments shall enact and enforce laws to prevent corruption in all of its forms, ensuring transparency, accountability, and the responsible use of public resources. Individuals shall be protected from all forms of exploitation, including forced labor, wage slavery, human trafficking, and unfair working conditions. Measures shall be taken to promote fair and dignified employment, safeguarding the rights and well-being of workers. Article 23. Right to peaceful coexistence and respect for diversity. Every human being has the right to peaceful coexistence and respect for diversity. Individuals shall be treated with dignity and equality, regardless of their race, ethnicity, belief, nationality, or any other characteristic. Governments shall foster inclusivity, promote international dialogue, and protect minority rights, ensuring that all individuals can live and grow harmoniously and contribute to the richness and diversity of society. Article 24. Right to technological advancement and ethical innovation. Every human being has the right to benefit from technological advancement and ethical innovation. Governments shall promote access to technology, scientific research, and innovation, fostering the responsible and equitable use for the betterment of humanity. Technological development shall be guided by ethical principles, ensuring respect for human rights, privacy, and dignity, while addressing the needs and aspirations of all individuals and communities. Article 25. Right to a just and equitable economic order. Every human being has the right to a just and equitable economic order. Governments shall strive to create an inclusive economy that promotes social justice, reduces inequalities, and provides opportunities for all individuals to prosper and fulfill their potential. Measures shall be taken to ensure fair distribution of wealth, access to resources, and the eradication of poverty by means of universal basic income, empowering individuals to participate fully in economic activities and enjoy the benefits of economic progress. Article 26. Right to cultural, social, and scientific progress. Every human being has the right to participate in and contribute to cultural, social, and scientific progress. Individuals shall have the freedom to engage in artistic, intellectual, and scientific pursuits, promoting creativity, innovation, and the advancement of knowledge. Governments shall support and protect cultural heritage, artistic expression, and scientific research, fostering an environment that encourages the flourishing of diverse cultural expressions in the pursuit of new ideas. Article 27. Right to digital rights and ethical technology. Every human being has the right to digital rights and ethical technology. Individuals shall have the freedom to access and use digital technologies in a manner that respects their rights, privacy, and human dignity. Governments shall promote digital literacy, protect individuals from online threats and abuse, and ensure that the development and deployment of technology adhere to ethical principles, safeguarding the well-being and autonomy of all individuals in the digital sphere. Article 28. The Collective Action and Global Governance. Every human being has the right to engage in collective action and contribute to global governance. Individuals shall have the freedom to participate in international organizations, advocate for global issues, and work collaboratively to address global challenges. Governments shall promote effective global governance mechanisms, fostering cooperation, dialogue, and multilateralism to tackle transnational issues such as climate change, deployment of the universal basic income, and elimination of poverty and inequality, ensuring the collective well-being and sustainable future of humanity. Article 29. Protection of future generations and environmental stewardship. Every human being has the responsibility to protect and preserve the planet for present and future generations. Governments shall enact and enforce policies that promote environmental sustainability, conservation, and the responsible use of natural resources. Individuals shall be empowered to take action and make choices that contribute to the well-being of the environment, recognizing the interconnectedness between human activities and the health of our planet. Article 30. Universality and interdependence of human rights. The rights and freedoms proclaimed in this declaration are universal, indivisible, and interdependent. They are the birthright of all human beings without distinction of any kind. No provision in this declaration shall be interpreted as allowing any state, group, or individual to engage in activities that would undermine the rights and freedoms enshrined herein or infringe upon the rights of others. The realization of this declaration requires the collective effort and commitment of individuals, communities, governments, and international institutions. It necessitates the dismantling of systems and structures that perpetuate poverty, indoctrination, and war. By embracing compassion, wisdom, and cooperation, humanity can foster a harmonious and sustainable world where every person thrives, contributing to the shared progress and welfare of all.